as we reap what we sow on the harvest of Samhain. Allowing space for death ushers new energies in. Raise your glass, for the veil is thin. Trust your roots and let the magic begin. Are you ready to make a genuine intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Happy New Year, witches and wizards, sisters and misters, freaks and geeks and magical peeps. It is another turn on the wheel of the year as darkness is now drawing near. So, holiday! Celebrate! Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Kitty, and you, as always, are awesome for joining me on these airwaves. We are embarking on the very final harvest festival on the wheel of the year, known as Samhain. To some, it is Halloween. To some, it is known as the Day of the Dead. Whatever it is that you'd like to call it, welcome, and thank you for sharing it and being here with me. This is the time to get comfortable with the cycle of death. It is the time to slip into the shadow and the dark side of the year. The dark side. The veil between worlds, between realms, is at its most thin. And during this time, not only are we able to let things go or release them more effectively, but we are also being given the opportunity to call in brand new things, right? Clean the slate. The wheel of the year is starting all over again, witches and wizards. Like I said, Happy New Year. Hey. On top of that, we're also being given a really awesome opportunity to honor death. Death meaning our generations that came before us, those that have departed from this realm, from our world. Right? Your ancestry, your heritage, your lineage. So just take a moment. What blood is running through your veins? What kind of gratitude can we give to the generations that came before us that created what we have right now? Because if you really kind of dive in deep to it, when our ancestors came over from wherever or settled where we are now, or whatever that may look like for your history, we were their dreams. What they were working towards and wanted to bring to fruition was their future generations. So taking a moment to give gratitude for the fact that we are dreams come true, sisters and misters, witches and wizards. Simmer in the realizations that their hardships led to your humanity. I mean, you are the reason that they sought a better life. So giving them time to be honored, giving them the opportunity to join you in celebration. And as the veil is most thin, invite them into your space. And more importantly, create space for them. So yes, I don't know if you noticed, but we got real deep right there, Janet Jackson. We go deep and we don't get no sleep, cause we be up all night until the early light. Speaking of being up all night until the early light, it would be a really cool idea to have yourself a bonfire. I don't know if you want to celebrate all night long, Lionel Richie, but if you do, having a bonfire would be a really cool idea to do that. And we'll get more into bonfires and things later on in the episode. But yes, we're getting deep. We are getting deep because that is what Scorpio season is all about, is releasing shadows, dancing with the skeletons in your closet, right? Letting go of what it is that we no longer want to hold on to. So just a little history, right? A long, long time ago, we'll say around 500 BC or so, in the Celtic tradition, they used this day, this last final harvest, this time of the year, to literally say goodbye to the light side of the year and usher in and say hello to the dark side, of the year. It is halfway between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice, and it is known on the Wheel of the Year as the third and final harvest. So I would love to ask, just a little prompt for you, witch, wizard, happy new year, by the way. Let's pop some champagne. I'd like to ask, what does the final harvest feel like for you? And what I mean by that is, what did you bring to fruition, right? If we reap what we sow, if we get what we give, what did you bring to fruition in this year? And reflect on where you were in life at this time last year, right? What's new? How have you changed? How have you developed? How have you grown? What did you let go of? And if there is still something that is holding you back or keeping you stuck or stopping you from digging into the deep, dirty, dingy, mucky, yucky stuff, right? Now. Let me say that one more time. Now is the perfect opportunity to begin that process. As I mentioned earlier, this is clean slate energy. Like, whoa, don't you know? And the thing I love about Samhain is that it brings us to terms with the idea of death. Because what I know to be true is that when you release things, when you let go of things, let it go, when you finally cut ties and say your goodbyes, when you take your foot off the gas, take your foot out the door, when you finally have courage and the confidence to release what is hindering you, what is sucking you dry, which is no longer meant for you, the universe then has space to bring you something that is better, more bold, badass, and beautiful in its place. And I speak from experience on that. So allowing space for things to decay, to fall away, and to die, right? That's exactly what Scorpio season is all about, what Samhain is all about. As we move into the darker part of the year, we are watching the seasons outside, right? The vegetation and the trees and the earth, it has to die so it can be reborn again in the spring. This is the gift, the opportunity, and the possibility that the cycles of Mother Gaia and the Wheel of the Year actually give us. So, cheers to that. Little golf clap, I say. As we are stuck in the middle of Scorpio season, that stingy Scorpio season, I might add, the tarot card, and you can put this on your altar, the tarot card for Scorpio is death, number 13. So I invite you to take a closer look at the things that aren't meant for you any longer. What shadows, and by shadows I mean patterns, habits, thoughts, what people, what places, what trauma triggers, what addictions are holding you back from living life. Because honestly, witches and wizards, the best way we can honor death is by truly living life. And that's all I got to say about that. So how about we lighten up the mood a little bit with a few fun facts that I found on my studies. And please, anything that I tell you that I say in this little podcast, please feel free to look it up yourself, right? I did my studies. Please feel free to do your own. Take what you need and leave the rest. In Celtic traditions, fruit and nuts were left for spirits as an offering and another way to honor the thinning of the veil. Also, the idea for costumes, right? Back in the day, they used to wear fur and animal skins as costumes. But the idea of costumes really came from this desire to fit in or not stand out so that they were not as recognizable to spirits, and hopefully those energies and spirits would pass them by. So these two options, the leaving of offerings and the dressing up as, you know, monsters and wizards and witches and ghosts and ghouls and all those things, these options became the beginnings of what we know as trick or treat. The going door to door used to be called guising, and it began in the 1500s. And in the 1940s are when people took that door to door idea while wearing costumes and began to perform in exchange for candy or food. In Gaelic, Samhain literally translates to summer's end, and it ushers us into the darker, more feminine part of the year, where we get to dive inward, where we get to look at ourselves. Also, if you've ever seen the beautifully intricate sugar skulls that stand for and symbolize Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, these sugar skulls are given to remind us that life is sweet, yet it is also fleeting. So just a couple things that I picked up, like I said. Please feel free to do your own studies, to look up your own traditions, to find little fun facts and tidbits that make you tick. Yeah, why not? That's what I say. So how about an altar, ladies and gentlemen, sisters, misters, freaks, geeks, magical peeps? If you were to have an altar for the Harvest Festival of Samhain, what would it look like and what would it have on it? Well, let's start with an ancestry altar. This is a beautiful ritual that you can do, is to honor your ancestors, honor your lineage, honor your heritage, honor your bloodline, honor your history, honor your family. So maybe placing some old pictures of your family on your altar, or maybe things that remind you of them. For example, if you had a grandmother that passed away that loved to knit, maybe some knitting needles or an old, you know, something that she knit for you. If you have an old grandfather or an uncle that used to smoke menthol cigarettes or like to eat Mr. Goodbars or something along those lines that make you think of them, that remind you of them, that help you to reminisce about their energy, their personality. You know, hand-me-down trinkets, some family heirlooms, anything that helps you to be reminded of their place in your life. And also it makes them comfortable to, as you invite them in. So I'm going to kind of switch for a moment. A lot of time, what I will do, and this is just speaking from experience, take what you need, leave the rest as always. There is a ritual called a dumb supper, where making a family recipe, making something that your family grew up on, and setting places for not only yourself, but all of the people that you're inviting in, your deceased family members that have passed on into the other realm, inviting them and placing a place for them at your table as well, and feeding them portions and inviting them into your space, inviting them in a comfortable way to give them gratitude and honor their energy, honor what they gave to you, honor what they brought to your family. So that's an awesome ritual as well. And sometimes those things that they remember in the living world make them more comfortable in the underworld, so to speak. So just kind of a cool thing that you can do is a dumb supper. If you were to place on your altar maybe a fabric, some vintage lace, if you have a family crest or a family plaid, I know a lot of families out there have a plaid that coincides with their family name, that might be something as well that you can place on your altar. The colors orange, black, scarlet, white, or gold, if you choose to use any fabric as well. Those are great colors to adorn your altar. If you wanted to use some herbs, some specific herbs for this harvest festival, you might choose sweetgrass or sage. Also, be very aware of where you are getting your sage and or sweetgrass. Rosemary and mint might also be some great options. For incense or scents, if you wanted to diffuse any scents during this time, frankincense and myrrh, patchouli might be a good one as well, some sandalwood. Crystals for my crystal witches out there, some obsidian, carnelian, onyx, bloodstone, which is great for your bloodline. Maybe pyrite or smoky quartz would be some great options as well. If you wanted to place a few flowers on your altar, maybe some chrysanthemums, marigolds, sunflowers. Some other random trinkets that you could throw on your altar would be acorns to symbolize the new year and the growth trajectory that we have. A cauldron or a chalice that symbolize the womb or our roots, right, as we are dipping into the more feminine side of the year, getting a chalice or a cauldron to represent the womb. Maybe some pumpkins, some apples, some gourds, corn, cider or mead if you want to leave some offerings for Persephone, maybe a pomegranate or pomegranate wine. Hecate, maybe light a black candle for Hecate or Lilith, which are some also goddesses of the underworld. Or Hecate is the goddess of the crossroads and goddess of witches as well. So just a few ideas, right? But anything that you do put on your altar for honoring your family, right? Give it to them as a sincere form of gratitude. Just a beautiful way of honoring them without expecting anything in return. That's a big vibe to go for as well. Give them things without expecting anything in return, because that is the true form of what gratitude means. All right. Can you dig it? We can dig it. Can you dig it? We can dig it. Can y'all dig it? I can dig it. How about some rituals or quick ways for you to plug in to Samhain? As I mentioned a little earlier, you can do a dumb supper, which is a way to honor your ancestors. As I also mentioned earlier, an all-night bonfire might be a nice way to celebrate the burning away of the old year and ushering in the new energy. Also, it's a really good way to greet spirits and celebrate with them and light their way back home. Kind of like a, hey, we're here for you. Or if you don't want to do a bonfire, you can light some candles and set them in your windowsills. And that's also another way to celebrate with them and light their way back home. You can do a simmer pot. I absolutely freaking love simmer pots because it helps my space to cleanse, and it also gets a really nice aroma going in my house. So maybe some apples, some cinnamon sticks, maybe star anise, maybe clove, rosemary, anything that makes you feel like autumn or anything that helps you feel that vibration of harvest. Maybe eating a few pomegranate seeds to honor the underworld goddess Persephone. Taking a nature walk might be a great one as well to say goodbye to the summer and give thanks for your harvest. Maybe carve a pumpkin or a gourd to scare away any malicious spirits that might be flitting around between the realms. How about make a New Year's resolution, right? One thing that I love is making New Year's resolutions now as we are dipping from the fall into the winter. I don't know why January 1st is the day that people decide to do that. Like, that's Gregorian calendar stuff, and I follow the wheel of the year. Take what you need, leave the rest. But if you would like to work with the natural cycles of the year, with the moon, with the wheel, you know, as we are embarking on this opportunity to go inward, right now is an awesome time to make New Year's resolutions. Right. Instead of on January 1st going to the gym for 2 weeks and then deciding that you'd rather eat some fucking cake, right now would be a great time to begin your resolution to celebrate the new year. So then we can come out stronger when the season ends, when spring is popping, right? When everything is popping brand new, shiny and new. When everything is popping, we are able to, you know, pop along with it. So take a moment and think to yourself, how would you like to practice magic this year? How would you like to make a genuine, intentional change? Cha-cha-cha. Get a tarot reading. That's another one to plug in. As the veil is thin, divination, literally the act of connecting into the divine, is all about, to me, again, take what you need, leave the rest. I love reading tarot. I've been doing it for quite a long time. But to me, it's all about action. It's all about making moves along with the universe, right? Because the universe likes to play ping pong or chess. You move, I move. You move, I move. And tarot gives you some immediate action steps to take forward to start making a genuine intentional change in your life. So get a tarot reading, do your own spread. If you do want to do your own spread, I have a couple questions for you. Or, you know, if you want to do a self-reflection reading during the new year, during this closing of 1 year and ushering in of a new energy, the first card that you throw down could be, what do I need to release to transform? The second card could be, what shadows are getting in my way? Your third pull could be, how can I nourish myself through this upcoming darkness? Your fourth card could be, what messages do my ancestors have for me? And finally, as always, the last card is, what is my immediate action step to take to move forward? So tarot readings as well. Another thing in the last ritual I have for you is some protection spells, right? Maybe creating a salt circle or setting out some selenite wands or pieces of selenite around your four corners of your home. Maybe doing a smoke cleansing ritual, getting rid of old energy and ushering in new energy. Smoke cleansing rituals, if you banish energy, make sure to invite new energy in its place. Right? Banish the dead energy. Get rid of it. Create new space for better stuff, better opportunities, better trajectory, better journey. You can create a charm. You can create a talisman. You can create a little spell jar or a gris-gris or a bracelet, anything to carry with you that is maybe infused with protection, protection intentions. Wear it through your spell work. Carry it with you. Have it as a reminder that we're working on our shadow selves and that we are releasing things that hinder us and stop us from being our most authentic badass version. So just a couple ideas for ya, sisters, misters, witches, wizards. Now is a really awesome opportunity to dance with your skeletons, right? As the veil is thin, we can light up the dark side. We can feel the sting of Scorpio season, and that's okay. It's time to get deep and dirty and dingy and grimy and nasty, boys, to release your bullshit, right? Shit, self-hating inner talk, all the shit that you allow to keep you stuck, to keep you playing small. It's time to release the shit because you deserve it. You are worth it. And sweet starseed, you are powerful AF. So I leave you with a little incantation, a little spell that I created. Thank you again for being here, sisters and misters, witches and wizards. Happy New Year to you. I wish you the best on your trajectory. I would love to hear from you. If you want to support this podcast, you can reach out for a tarot reading, of course, as the veil is thin. You can follow me on social media at Magic Is Messy. You can review this podcast if you'd like to. I believe on Apple iTunes you can review, or you can answer the question of how did you like this episode on Spotify. Also, you can share this with your awesome peeps that might need a little bit of more witchy woo-woo badassery in their life as well. Or reach out to me. I love hearing from you. I love knowing where you're coming from, what brought you to this podcast, and how can I help you? How can I support you? How can I connect with you in our magic-making badass collective? So it's witching hour on Samhain, I reflect, on what to release and what to protect. Of the year gone past and the year now to come, starting anew with the rising Scorpio sun. It's the time of renewal as each soul deserves, and of casting away that which no longer serves. Of standing strong and true in the power of what is to be. What I send out, I receive. I mote it be by the power of three. Again, I thank you and send gratitude from the bottom of my heart, because I'm absolutely floored at times by how many of you have reached out, by how many listeners I have all over the world. I mean, it really blows my mind and, you know, heals my heart space. So thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for being a part of this community. And I truly look forward to seeing you for the next episode. Happy Samhain.